in the Indian of Vayetzienu, and we saw about Malach and Saraf, and now the Maral on Tzanamut Kuf Yud says another Nekuda here. Omen. Yesh bazeh dovah nifla v'omek oid. Da. He's going to explain now, it says, lo yadei malach, lo yadei sarif, lo yadei shliach. He's going to explain now what are the different elements of malach and sarif and shliach. Da. Ki ha-malach hu michoel b'gematria malach. Malach is b'gematria michoel. And that's why it relates to the word malach. And michoel is the malach, so to speak. Sarif zeh gavriel. Ve'elu shnei malachim michoel shel mayim v'gavril shel eish lefikach nikra sarav. I want to explain it a little bit before. It's an important inyan b'chlal. The whole inyan of malachim b'chlal is something that needs some havana. I mean, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has malachim? What does he need malachim for? It's a bus of a dumb can't do everything himself, so he's got a whole cadre of bureaucrats that take care. This guy registers, this guy enforces, this guy does that, this does the other. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do everything himself. The teretz is, there are different mahalchim, but the basic teretz is that we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga, as it comes down to this world, is mischalik into a lot of different oifanim. In order for us to understand the dark HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they've got to be split up into smaller, more narrow drachim. Just like when you want to explain to somebody how a car works. Like a person has no idea whatsoever, mechanics, never saw any machine. You want to explain how a car works. So you need to explain to him about combustion, about an engine, about transmission, about the dynamics of airflow on the body of a car, the ergonomics of seating. Each one is a separate inyan. When you understand each inyan separately, you can now put it together and understand how a car works together. But to explain it, I have to explain each one separately. Someone says to me, explain to them how a computer works. The person has no clue. And I start telling them about binary systems. So what does that have to do with a computer? He said, it's going to take quite a while till we're going to get from where you are to understanding it. But I can't explain everything together because it's just not going to come together. You need to understand prat, 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 and it comes together. So hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu work, for us to understand it, they become nischalik into different subcategories. These are called spheres, these are called anhagas, these are called elamis. Each one is a different way of being mechalik than anhagas in a way that's easy for us to understand. Or not easy, possible for us to understand. A malach is an embodiment of a specific anhaga. So the malach refuel is the embodiment of refuah, of the anhaga refuah. And on the one hand, it's not quite a Kadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, it is a hanhaga kololis that does, it's a hanhaga that we can understand. We can't understand the general hanhaga of everything. We understand refuah, and that's why refuah is a certain hanhaga that we have a mahalach with. There's certain shemes that are shaykh to that hanhaga, there's certain spheres. There's a malach that's the embodiment of that hanhaga. The hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're to look for the major breaking down, the first split in the hanhagas is between hanhaga of Chesed and Din, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu liver sa'ilah midas ha-din, roshan el miskayim, shidim midas rachmi. The two midas that are ki'ilu, the first split in hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the midah of Rachamim and Din. Now, and then everything else starts becoming subcategories. Toiv and Ra, and so on. And that was like the elementary mistake of a lot of the Avodah Zarah. The most elementary mistake in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad was Tov, Ra, and Tov. It was hard for us to understand Ra and Tov. If you want to twist it a little bit differently, Yedi and Bechir, no chilek. In the Nyanim of this world, In inyanim of Olam Hazeh, physical inyanim, if we're to pick on two entities that represent Din and Rachmim or Chesed, it is Eish and Mayim. Water it gives everything. For instance, a thing itself is a seed. A seed itself cannot become bigger than itself. There's no way anything can become more than it is. If you give it water, it becomes bigger. Water, you take an object and soak it in water, it becomes bloated. Water is that which is magdil everything. It gives everything, everything becomes bigger when it sucks up water. Either it just becomes bloated when it soaks it up stam, or when it soaks it up through roots and develops, it taka becomes bigger. Of the hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, air is never cut off. So there is no anhaga of chesed through air. Air is there, and everybody is always breathing. That's that. Water express anhaga of chesed because we're always waiting. When we wait for hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the elementary hashpah is rain, it's water, it's gshem, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed manifests itself. The other hand, eish is a hanhaga of din. It tends to remove the substances that are not emes in an object. You take something big, you burn it, and you get a little tiny packet. You take a fruit and you dry it out. You get a tiny miniature of it. Ke'ilu, this was the real apple, and everything else was just fake bloated. The metzias of Eish, and Midas Adin is always referred to as Eish. Eish is always the Gehenim, because Eish has the property of taking things and reducing them to their very essence, which is really Midas Adin. Midas Adin takes a look at a person. A person comes along with a huge packet of Maisim Tovim, testimonials from a lot of dinners, and wonderful things people said about him at dinners. And he comes to Shemayim, and they start poking it apart and saying, well, you know, yeah, it's true that you learned 100 blat that's month, but there's a lot of empty air in that 100 blat. Take this out, take that out, take the other thing out, and there's very little left of it. So Midas Adin is called Eish in the sense that it reduces things to the reality. Eish is a reality check. It takes things and reduces them to what they are. So those are the two elementary hanhagas coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chesed and Din. Now, two malachim, if we're talking about malachim that are the two elementary emanations from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is two malachim. One is malach of Eish, and one is malach of Mayim. That's what it says. Ve'elu shnei malachim, Michoel shal Mayim, Gavriel shal Eish. You have two malachim, Michoel of water and Gavriel of Eish. Or the fik of nikra sarav, and that's why it's called the sarav. Valeim nema oisah shalom bimroimov. On these two, it says oisah shalom bimroimov, shehemid michoel mayim v'gavriel eish ve'ein echad mazik saver. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen as being the one that can blend both hanhagas. Shemayim is a type of mizug of eish and mayim. It's a type of hanhaga that combines both of them. And therefore, it means that at the very, very end, at the very, very end of it all, you have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memazik those two anhagas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blends those two anhagas. And that's the pshat. Oysa shalom bimroimav means the ultimate machlokes is between Eish and Mayim, between Midas Adin and Midas Achesed. That seems to be the most fundamental split off from a one hand hugger, and that doesn't seem to come together. On that, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eish Shalom Rema. It's an interesting note. If you take a look in Beshalach, outside of Beshalach, in Vayera, the end of Vayera, the name Hashem Elokim, Havai Elokim, Rashi explains what's the difference of Havai Elokim. Rashi says in Bereishis, it also uses the name Elokim. And then it uses the name Avaya because Rosh Hashanah Limusayim Midas Adin, Rosh Hashanah Limuskayim, Shitiva Midas Achesed. So Hashem Elokim is used in Bereishis. You have first Bereishis Olam is Elokim, which Rashi says is Midas Adin. After Adam was created, it says Hashem Elokim spoke to him. The first interaction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says, Vayishma is Koyla Hashem Elokim is Halachagon, Vayikra Hashem Elokim La'odom, and so on. Vayim Hashem Elokim La'isha, by and large, from the Brias Adam is where we have Hashem Elokim. Kilohimta Hashem Elokim, and this is Rashi explains that Kajol's Meshat of the two. He uses that until he starts from the Chet. And that's the last time Hashem Elokim appears like that in basically in the Torah. There's one exception. In Va'era, it says, in the Barad, it says that Barad was a terrible Makkah. The reaction to Barad was extraordinary. Vayishlach Paroi, Vayikul, Mosharim, Vayim Aleim, Chotosi Apam. Hashem Atzadik Vani Ami Roshoyim Atir Al Hashem Ramiyas Kolos Alekim Uborod Ve'ata Vayimel Av Moish Tesis Efrus Is Kap Al Hashem Akolos Echtolom Vavord Le'oid Laman Tedek Al Hashem Oretz Ve'ata Vavadecho Yodati Ki Terem Tirun Mipnei Hashem Alekim. I know that you know that you have yet to fear Hashem Alekim. Of all the places in the Borod, and the Barad is an extraordinary makor because it says Vayihi Barad ve'esh mislakachas b'teich ha-barad. You had Barad, which is ice, it's cold, it's hail, and you have fire inside it. So the midah of the makor of Barad was a combination of Barad and esh, which is a reflection of the Oysa Shalom B'mroim of Hashem Elokim. In other words, having a phenomena of Barad and Eish Mislakachas is a kind of remes to this Hanhaga. It's strange. I mean, all the Makas until now were all a Nes, but once you got the system going, it made a lot of sense. You wanted to starve them of water, so the water became blood. Fine. And for the Jews it was water, for them it was blood. Okay. Sfaradim, Oro. Once you got into the Makkah itself made a lot of sense. You wanted to send a lot of animals. So you did Oro. You sent in a jungle of animals. Barad is fine. Barad is good Makkah. Knocked everything out. What's the Asians like Kachas B'Sach? What did they need the fire for? It was strange that Neis b'toich Neis, Ha'esh abord Muravim abord Maimu v'lasa tzoyikot v'som neim. Why? I mean, what did the Esh add to the fireworks over here? I mean, the Barad knocked all the tefuah out and killed people and animals. Fine, but what did the Esh contribute over here? We're not answering all the nekudas of it, but I just wanted to point out that this Hashem Elokim is a reflection of the Barad and the Esh and the Kasher Barad. So the two Anhogas are the two Malachim. There's a Malach called Michol, there's a Malach called Gavriel, and on them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above them in the sense that it says, Oso Shalom B'Mromo. Ve'in Echad Mazes Chaver, Ve'hine, Hamayim Ve'eshem Shnei Eferim Pulasim. They are the exact opposite. One being very constructive, like we said, and one being very destructive. And we're not talking about just opposites in the sense, the narrow sense of water and fire. We're talking about opposites, the Koach of Gidul and Smicha, and the koach of churbim and eish are the opposites. V'yesh pulas ba'olam mishachem v'yos ha'mayim v'yesh v'yos ha'eish. V'lo temotzei koach ha'kol el ha'kol, zulas Hashem Yisbarach. The only time you find a koach which includes all of it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'chol ha'malochim zeh mimuna al zeh v'zeh mimuna al zeh. Av l'Hashem Yisbarach Hu ha'kol. Of all the inyonim that you describes, how do we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as opposed to other kochos in the world? All kochos in the world are particular. Well, the minute we say that something is finite, we say that it has a very, very clearly defined existence, essence. It is not A, it's from B until D, and it stops at E. Any time that I can define something, it means it becomes a prat. when I say something is the klal of all of it, that is means that it has no gvulus mitzad atzmoy, except if it's a prat of something else. Schools are a klal of each particular school, but it's a prat of the different types of institutions. A klal is koilal all the pratim, and the difference in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and any other koach lies in this inyan. And that's why Hashem Echad is such an important, we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being one. The point is not whether one or two or three or four or five. That's ki'ilu a prat. What it means is Hashem Echad means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kolel all the protein there are in the Bria. There is no ischalkus klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate kolel. Avla Hashem zo hakol, lokach oma, shloi hoysa hoitzoa zois bekoyach malach habimuna alamayim.
So this
Hoytzoa did not start with a malach as b'mun al mayim. And there wasn't by that koach either. It was not by the koach of eish or mayim. That's malach and sorach. V'loy al de ashliach. Ki ha-pe'ulois ha-shem ba'olam ha-boyim en al-yoynim nach-lokim le-lo-shlo-sh-cho-lokim. There is a third anhaga that comes milamala. Vizer, ki hu ha'ilo rishonis barashmoy vizichu la'ad shekoy la'koy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first shoresh that includes everything. Ve'ein pu losov v'chelek bulvad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhagas are never v'chelek rak b'koyl. I want to explain this also, because this is an important point that he's saying over here. What does it mean when we speak about certain inyanim that this comes from a malach, and certain inyanim that this comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? I mean, doesn't it all come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the end? Does the malach have free will? Well, what do we say when we're taking on and saying, oh, this is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Ani v'lei malach, ani v'lei sarach, ani Hashem, ani v'lei acher. L'may nafkemina. It's all a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference? The teretz is, those inyanim that their metzias is pratistic in Yanim are not called as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the need for some specific anhaga is for a specific purpose, then it will only come from what's called a malach. Those in Yanim that the anhaga is koilo will come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'mashal. You find a bunch of anhagas. I think Sfasemis says it. There are a bunch of inyanim in Yetzias Mitzrayim that carry in itself the metzias of klal. We say that the gulos Mitzrayim was forever. Let's see for Leroy's oid, you'll never see Mitzrayim like you see today. It means that mitzad doiris. There was a geula of Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael would never go through a shibud through Mitzrayim. How is that possible? The teretz is because when you deal with a symptom, then you only affect that particular prat. When you tear out the root of something, when something deals with the klal of something, then you deal with everything. One, two. It says that every makkah was a niguf le Mitzrayim. And in Ripul Yisrael, the same marker was destruction for Mitzrayim and a refuah for Klal Yisrael. How could one thing be both good and bad? I mean, of course, there's other things. One thing is if you're saving somebody from an enemy. So you kill the enemy, and then you rush to help the wounded, and the people who suffered, and so on. The teretz is because any hanhaga that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a kololistic hanhaga. In kololistic anhaga, there is no hischalkus between the good that's coming out for the good person and the bad that's coming out for the bad person. They're not mischalik. Also, it says that Klal Yisrael, when they went out of Mitzrayim, it says Vayinasu it's Mitzrayim. They have to take out all the Eitzus and so on. So the Sforim say that they had to take out all those Mitzotzos of Yisrael, that was a Mitzrayim, whatever it means there was certain in Yonim of Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim, whether it was Neshamas as the Erev Rav, or money as the Biza Sayam, that they had to take out. And that's why he told them they should take out everything they could possibly take out, they should take out. The Teretz is, because if it was on Haga Pratis, if it was a particular Gula, so fine. So I took care of this, I took care of this, I took care of this. Each Prat is taken care of. But here you're talking about on Haga Klolos. You're talking about a Hanhoga that takes around everything. It's same way, just like Loss of Lovay, when it says, you know, when Mashiach will come, this, a thousand and one things. It's not the pshat that when the Gula Sida comes, we're going to get a lot of things. Everything will fall into place. It's like when a person has a puzzle, and if all the pieces fall into place, not because a lot of pieces fall into place. When you're able to put in 5 out of 15 pieces, you got a lot of pieces. When you're able to put in 10 out of 15, you got a real lot. When you take 15 out of 15 fall into place, it's not the pshat that a lot of things were put in the right place. Everything snapped into place. A geula that is seen as coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu carries in itself the nekuda of klal. And b'meila, everything's affected. If something goes wrong, then it's not there. One other area, that's a little bit of a different Indian, but it's still just a demonstration. A Navi Sheker, a Talmud Chacham who paskins 99% of the time right, and once wrong, is a very big Talmud Chacham. And definitely it's kedai to go with his psakim. A Navi that gets it right 99% of the time is 100% a Navi Sheker. And he gets Misa. Why? I mean, he guessed well 99% of the time. He must be a very, very, very big tzaddik. If a guy is psakim right 99% of the time, he's okay. Like, why is a poor Navi get killed as Navi Sheker? The Teretz is because anything that's not coming from Hashem can't, you know, anything that's coming from Hashem is 100%. Because that's the Metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anytime, and a Navi Sheker is someone that's yoinik from a koyach and the bria. And every koyach and the bria is a part of the picture. He'll be right much of the time, most of the time, almost all of the time. But it can't be right all the time because he's being yoinik from a particular angle. Only the person that's yoinik from a klala inyan is shaykh to be right all the time. So if a Navi is taking from any koyach, a Navi is being yearning from Malachim, from Azolas, from all sorts of things, then he'll be right X amount of the time, but not all the time. And if you're not right all the time, then you're 100% a Navi Sheker. That's the Metzius of Sheker. We pointed out many times, that's why the reaction to Hashem Echad is Vaftas Hashem b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafcha, b'chol meidecha. If a person is not over Hashem, but he's over a particular koach, and a particular koach means even a particular angle of avodas Hashem, he has avas yiras ha'oinesh, avas ha'kavod, whatever it is, it will not be able to be b'chol levavcha. You know, yiras ha'oinesh covers 99% of me, but not all of me. Avas ha-covered covers 99% of me, but not all of me. An avoda that's b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafcha, b'chol meidecha is only shayach if it's Ishma Yisrael Hashem Akein Hashem Echad. That's the thrust of the parasha. The thrust of the parasha is Hashem Yisbarach is Echad, meaning there is nothing else but it. So now the avoda is all-inclusive. There can't be anything that's left out. Not a taiva, not a yetzer, not a cost, not a price, not a life. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, it means it is all inclusive. And if it's all inclusive, there's no makom for a part to stick out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not do Gulas Mitzrayim, not a mark, not a serf, because it was a gula coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it would be a closed gula. The Maral also speaks later on, we'll get to at some point, that Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as a person who's kolal everything. It says Moshe Rabbeinu shakol k'neged shishim ribu. Moshe Rabbeinu says was 10 amas tall. The pshat in 10 amas tall was 10 is a number that's kolal everything. Moshe Rabbeinu was a metzias that was kolal everything. And if you're kolal everything, then you're 10 amas. In other words, you have all the nekudas. The reason why you needed a goer like that was because he was being goel klai yisrael in its entirety. And therefore, if there'd be any prat left out somewhere along the line, the person, there would be no geula. We were looking for a candidate that would do a geula that's klolius. And if the person was not an ish klal himself, if he himself wasn't klal all of it, he could never be goel klai yisrael. That was the mitzvah. V'lo yadei shliach, we'll just touch on this and we'll finish here. Ki ha-pa'ulos Hashem b'olam nechlokim v'shal shal yoinim. There is the two malachim. And then he says, omnom, yimotze malach echot eino pol proti v'kol yisim shal malachim. There is one other koach in the Bria, a koach of malach, that is called a lot of things. And that he'll explain as matatron. That is also not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's Shliach, and it's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in another way. So we explain now Malach and Sarach as those two Koiches, and now the Mitzvah tomorrow will explain what this Koiach Kololi is, that it wasn't that either. The Afkor of the Koiach Kololi that he speaks about.
You have been listening to aishaudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to aishaudio@aish.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.